It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Can orchestras bridge the divisiveness between political factions in the U.S.? Louisville, Kentucky conductor Teddy Abrams wants to find out. Since the November election, Abrams has been imagining a new role for orchestras in bridging cultural and political divides. The idea is to assemble a group of 10 to 20 musicians representing the state's different musical traditions, not just musicians from the orchestra, and take them on a three-week tour around the state. Each event would feature an hour-long concert, followed by an hour-long get-together, where the conversation with the audience starts with music, but then could go off in any direction they choose. Abrams was inspired by a study showing that if people share a meal where they don't discuss divisive issues, and then afterward talk about things that challenge them, they often reach common ground rather than just argue. Abrams is convinced he can do something similar using music. The object is not to accomplish anything, just to begin a conversation that starts with music and then leads to broader topics, he said. Last week, TV viewers watched 31-year-old South African soprano Priti Yende and the Met Opera Orchestra members perform an aria from Rossini's The Barber of Seville on The Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert. Colbert is a well-known opera and classical music fan and has featured a number of prominent opera stars on his show over the years. In 2012, he had Placido Domingo in a memorable episode that saw the two perform La Donna Immobile from Verdi's Rigoletto together. He's also invited composer Philip Glass, violinist Itzhak Perlman, conductor Lauren Mazel, and classical music critic Alex Ross on the show. You can catch the performance on YouTube. A mysterious hoard of gold coins has been discovered hidden in a piano in Shropshire, England, and the British Museum describes the find as substantial. The gold was recently discovered by a tuner inside a Broadwood upright piano, which had originally been sold in 1906 by a musical instrument shop in Saffron Walden, Essex, in England. The case is now being examined to determine who the gold belongs to and if the Crown has any claim to it. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbonk.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD. We also broadcast on translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbonk.org.